Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning, Sarah Snook will make her Broadway debut playing all 26 characters in a technologically innovative revival of The Picture of Dorian Gray. She had previously worked on the West End iteration seen earlier this year, winning an Olivier Award for her performance. Based on the late 19th century novel of the same name by Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray is the story of a man who sells his soul in exchange for eternal youth as his portrait ages. Although Snook will be the only actor on stage, there will also be a visible camera crew capturing and playing with her image throughout the duration of the performance. Snook is best known for portraying Siobhan Shiv Roy on Succession, for which she won an Emmy Award earlier this year for its final season. This production is directed and adapted by Kip Williams. The lead producers of the project are Michael Castle and Adam Kenwright. The Picture of Dorian Gray is expected to open in March at a Schubert-owned theater to be announced. Exact dates, a venue, and ticket on sale information will be revealed later. Last night, Yellow Face officially opened at the Todd Haymes Theater. The racial farce by David Henry Hwang is based on actual events and stars Daniel Dae Kim as the playwright himself. Reviews were mostly positive. As part of a critic's pick designation, New York Times chief theater critic Jesse Green was quick to point out that the show was much improved from what was seen off-Broadway in 2007 for multiple reasons, the result of cuts, fine-tuning, and rewritten scenes. And there's something to be said for the way a Broadway house, when a solid play is sized up to suit it, responds by giving it space to breathe. Catch Yellow Face on Broadway through November 24th. And finally today, lost in the shuffle of the tsunami of yesterday's theater news, the great Ken Page passed away peacefully late on Monday evening at his home. The news was delivered on social media Tuesday morning by his friend. He was the very first Old Deuteronomy in the original Broadway company of Cats, and won a Drama Desk Award in 1978 for his performance in Ain't Misbehavin'. Although his screen credits were few and far between, he became most known for his portrayal of Oogie Boogie, the antagonist of the Disney stop-motion film The Nightmare Before Christmas. It was a role that Page frequently revisited for Disney, lending his voice to video games and many Halloween celebrations at their theme parks through the years. Ken Page was 70 years old. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.